Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And welcome to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for tuning in this week. You know, one of the biggest decisions you have to make when you're putting a long-term care plan in place is how much coverage do you want? And I want to start out this week with our question of the week, because this question came in from Holly. Holly is a listener in Woodinville, Washington. And Holly sent a question in through our website that said, how do you know how much long-term care insurance you will need? And I'm going to tell you, this is such a great question because long-term care insurance is different than the insurance that we are familiar with, which, quite frankly, for most of us is our health insurance. Health insurance, we just finished up open enrollment. So if you have, if you just change jobs or you're on your job, they're going to go through and they're going to open enrollments at the end of every year. We just went through that here at our company. But with health insurance, there are deductibles, there are co-pays, and there's out-of-pocket maximums on our policy. So I can look at my policy, and I can see what the co-pay is going to be for a visit. I can see what the deductible is, and then I can also calculate how much am I going to have to come up with out-of-pocket for myself as an individual and also for my entire family. And then beyond that point, the rest of the event is covered. That's how health insurance works, for which covers basically acute care. And let's distinguish this for a second. Acute care is where a patient receives active but short-term treatment for an injury or episode of illness, an urgent medical condition, or during the recovery from a surgery. So in medical terms, care for acute health conditions is the opposite from chronic care or long-term care, which is ongoing. And so that is a distinction that you have to understand. Long-term care is triggered by one. Actually, there's two different ways you can trigger long-term care insurance. One in two ways. Number one is going to be needing help with activities of daily living. So think about what we do every day, the ADLs, they call it. That's transferring, toileting, bathing, dressing, eating, and continence. So when I need help with any two of those, I'm going to trigger a long-term care event. If I'm diagnosed with a cognitive impairment, a dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, I'm going to trigger my long-term care event. That's going to be a chronic health condition that is expected to last 90 days or more. So that's what we mean by long-term care. Acute care is the care that we need going into the doctor today to get healed, we fall, we break our hand, or whatever it is. Long-term care is an event that's expected to last 90 days or more. It is not generally medical in nature, which is why medical insurance does not pay for it. And I think this is one of the biggest things we have with long-term care. People look at it and they think, you know, close your eyes and they see that hospital or they see that nursing room setting. But really, the vast majority of long-term care needs are custodial. It's the help we need getting through the day. It's the kids taking care of grandma. So when we purchase long-term care insurance, what we're really purchasing is what we call a defined benefit, often described as a pool of funds. You're going to hear me talk about it as a bucket of money. I tell people, even in my classes, I want you to picture long-term care insurance as a bucket of money. And that bucket of money is designed to pay for the ongoing care needed in an extended healthcare situation. Okay? So that's really what we're talking about, long-term care insurance. Now, you are the one that's going to decide what your defined benefit or what your bucket of money is going to look like. So you're the one that's deciding that. It's just kind of like when we buy health insurance. We're saying, hey, I want the gold plan. I want the silver plan. I want the bronze plan. I mean, that's the way they're breaking it down. Really what you're saying is, how much do you want to come up with out of pocket on the front side? So what's your deductible going to be? What's your copay going to be? And that's going to affect your premium. Well, in long-term care insurance, what we're defining, what we're designing is that bucket of money. And there are several factors that we look at when we're designing a long-term care insurance plan. The first thing we look at is called your total benefit. So again, the bucket of money, it could be one of those little plastic buckets that, you know, you get your Easter candy in, right? It could be that. It could be a small bucket. It could be a big garden bucket, or it could be a big 55-gallon bottomless bucket with unlimited benefits. That's the benefit amount. So we're saying, hey, I want $250,000 of coverage in my bucket. That's the defined benefit. Or like my policy, I have an unlimited benefit, which means I'll never run out of money in the actual bucket. The second factor that we're looking at when we design a long-term care plan is what we call our monthly benefit or our daily benefit. This is how fast we can access our money or how fast you can take the money out of the bucket. So if you got a bucket of water, you got a ladle, you're dipping it in there, each dip is going to be, you know, the amount that you're taking out. So that's what we're doing with long-term care insurance. We're deciding how much money we have in the bucket, and then we're deciding how we can access that. So if the insurance plan offers a daily benefit, you would say, I want $200 a day. If it's a monthly benefit, which is what most of the carriers are moving over to now, and in fact, most of the asset-based plans are monthly benefits, you would say, well, I want $6,000 a month. So that means I can take $6,000 a month out of my bucket of money. I've got $250,000 in my bucket of money. So we're deciding those two factors. And the third thing that we're going to look at, growth. Do I want my bucket of money to grow? And what I mean by that is if I have the $250,000 today and I can take $6,000 a month out of it, do I want that to be worth more in the future? And for younger people, yes. Like mine has a 3% inflation rider on it. So the idea is that 22 years down the road, 23 years down the road, I now have $500,000 in that same $250,000 bucket. It grew by 3% every year, so it doubled. And then my monthly benefit, that $6,000 grows to $12,000. So those are the things we decide. How much money is in my bucket? How fast I can take the money out of that bucket? And do I want the value of that bucket of money and the benefit to grow? Now, unlike health insurance, long-term care insurance is not paying for a particular procedure or operation. It's paying for the ongoing care, which most of the time is custodial care or the care we need to get through the day. So back to those activities of daily living. That's the number one thing that long-term care insurance pays for. In fact, the insurance carriers break it down statistically about $3 out of $4 that they pay out in claims is being paid out for what we call custodial care. Now, that being said, custodial care being the number one expense, long-term care insurance also covers other expenses, including skilled care. So that would be, think of the nursing home. I need actually skilled nurses there to manage medication. Okay, so it's going to pay for skilled care and nursing care. Long-term care insurance is also going to pay for therapy care, physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy. So if someone that has a massive stroke is going to need all that therapy, long-term care insurance will pay for that as well, too, on an ongoing basis. It pays for personal care. So think about things like the light housework, the dusting, the vacuuming, the laundry services, getting your mail, helping you pay your bills, little things like that, shopping, keeping food in the house. Long-term care insurance is going to pay for that too. I mean, if you're, you know, stacked up in your recliner and you can't get up and do laundry and housework and prepare meals, you're going to need help. So long-term care insurance pays for that as well too. And finally, something that long-term care insurance pays for that you have to remember is the housing expense. And I want to just spend a second on this. What I mean by housing expense is not your house. What I mean is if your journey in long-term care, you start out in your home, you're going to pay for the care that you need. So you're going to pay for those caregivers coming in. But if you have to move to an assisted living facility, an adult family home, a continuing care retirement center, any of those assisted living facilities, any of those that are out there, now all of that cost falls underneath the umbrella of long-term care insurance. So the cable television, the utilities, the food, the laundry services, the room cleaning, all of that is covered by long-term care insurance. So unlike health insurance, long-term care insurance pays for a wide variety of care, social, and housing expenses that you're going to incur in an extended healthcare situation. So that brings us back to the question of the week from Holly. How do you know how much long-term care insurance you need? Well, short answer is we don't. But there are steps that we can take to help us design a plan that will work for your situation. And that's what we're going to spend some time today talking about on Long-Term Care Radio, is how do we design a plan and how do we know how much coverage to get. But first, I just want to give a shout out and let you know, number one, thank you to everybody that came to our class on Friday. That was just yesterday. The show's airing the first time on Saturday. So I really appreciate everybody that came to our class on Friday. I do have some new classes up for February. And the first one is going to be Saturday, February 20th at 9 a.m. And again, thanks for all the feedback. I got a lot of people saying, hey, we're starting to work more. It's harder to break away during the week. So I'm going back to Saturday mornings at 9 a.m., which is what we always did. So we're going to have that Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And then the following Wednesday, the 24th, we're going to have a 10 a.m., a 10 o'clock in the morning class. So for those of you that do have a little more flexibility during your week, look for those. Those are going to be the two classes we have. I've got a great client of the week this week. So if you are, if you've inherited money or you're going to inherit retirement money from your parents, you've got to hear this client of the week. It's just a fantastic way to use some of that money and set yourself up with a great plan. And I've also I'm going to touch today on the SECURE Act again and some of the things that you need to understand and why the SECURE Act has actually made long-term care planning even more advantageous for many of my clients. So we're going to take a quick break. Stick around. When we come back, we're going to talk about how we design a plan and how much coverage to get. I'll see you on the other side.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
As we age, we can't always plan on good health, but you can plan long-term care coverage to give peace of mind to you and your family. At Story Monson, a great way to learn about long-term care coverage is to join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their upcoming free long-term care planning live webinars, Saturday, February 20th and Wednesday, February 24th. You'll learn so much. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. Then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will design a custom plan with you, like they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has lifetime benefits that pay our estate back if we never use it. I love how much time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up now for one of the free live webinars, Saturday, February 20th, Wednesday, February 24th. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Take the burden off your loved ones by making sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow Thursday, January 28th, right after my show. Zach, I'm excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
Now, I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham Thursday, January 28th, right after my show at 3. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Pearl Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And we're back. And thanks again for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. And again, those classes here in the ads, we are up for February 20th and the 24th. Those will be our next classes next month. And again, the classes are just a great way for you to come in and wrap your mind around, you know, the basics that you need to know before you start the planning process. What long-term care is, what it pays for, the difference between traditional plans and asset-based plans, and, you know, what does Medicare and Medicaid pay for? How does that work? So we're going to touch on all that and then answer your questions. But again, you can sign up at our website at 525 longtermcare.com. And again, this week, the question of the week from Holly in Woodinville, Washington, how do you know how much long-term care insurance you will need? So that's what we're going to talk about today. And really, you know, insurance is about transferring risk. It's avoiding loss. That's another way to say it. So when we design a long-term care plan, we are transferring risk to the insurance company. The risk is the financial loss or the cost of the long-term care event, right? I mean, basically, what people are really worried about is burning through their assets or their savings and, you know, paying for the care. Or if you're in a marriage and you've got a partner, one of you end up needing to go to a facility that's costing $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month. How do you pay for that and keep your existing house and your lifestyle going? That's what people are really worried about, is that high cost. The problem we face is we don't know the magnitude of a long-term care situation. Are we going to end up in long-term care? What's the magnitude going to be? What's the cost going to be? You know, and it's just like we don't know if our house is going to burn down or if our house does catch on fire. Again, the average cost of a structure fire is less than $40,000 in this country, but what we're really worried about is the house burning down. So we know there's a chance of risk, but unlike rebuilding a house where we can calculate the cost if it burns down, long-term care can just be all over the board. Some of us will need care, or some of us will need no care. And actually, statistically, most of us will need care. 70% of us after age 65 will need help from others before we die. Now, how much do we need? How much help are we going to need? That's the million-dollar question. How much help is that going to cost? I mean, how much is that help going to cost? We don't know that. So unlike insurance that we are used to that covers the defined risk, like your house, what you do is they go out and they calculate the square footage. They look at the structure, how it was built, the quality of the build. You throw in the money for furniture, and they say, yeah, here's $1.5 million of coverage. It's going to rebuild the house and pay for your furniture if it burns down. We don't know that with a long-term care situation. We don't know what the maximum event's going to be. So that means we have to try to figure out how to plan. And so going back to what Holly asked, how do you know? How do you know how much long-term care insurance you need? Well, there isn't a chart, and there isn't a software program that's going to tell us that. And I kind of laugh at this because as a financial advisor, there's dozens of software programs out there that you can subscribe to. And you see them, you know, you go in, maybe your financial advisor uses one, and they'll plug in all this data, your age, and they'll look at the market and say, this is what we're doing. This is how much you have. This is how much you're contributing. And they'll spit out this nice colored graph at the end that says you've got a, you know, 93.6% chance of not running out of money until age 98. And they like that. They like those finite numbers. And we can't really do that with long-term care insurance planning. I can't look at your, you know, you can look at your house and calculate the cost of it and then put some inflation on there. So you say, hey, we're covering in case the thing burns down. But we can't do that with long-term care. But there are some things and some steps that we take that we look at to help design a plan. And first off, I want you to understand long-term care insurance is not for everyone. And what I mean by that is if you do not have meaningful assets or meaningful income, the cost of long-term care insurance is prohibitive. I mean, if you're living only on Social Security and you're eking it out, you don't have the income to pay for the premium. And if you don't have a big chunk of assets that you can reposition and get an asset-based plan, then it's not going to work. So for people that don't have meaningful assets or income, long-term care insurance really isn't an option for them. Unfortunately, they're going to have to depend on their family. And when their family finally buckles, they're probably going to end up on Medicaid, which is the safety net program. And literally, that's, you know, half of Americans, you got to realize. I've seen reports and statistics all over the place. Between 40 and 50% of Americans have less than $50,000 of liquid assets when they head into retirement. So a lot of people are just living off of their Social Security. And those are the people that, you know, long-term care probably is not going to work for them. It's just going to be, it's going to take too much money out of their pocket today, and they don't really have anything to protect, so to speak, financially. So keep that in mind. But one of the first considerations that we look at when we're putting a long-term care plan together is financially. Simply put, what do you have to protect? The more you have to protect, the more you have to lose. And that is really the same way with the house. The more expensive your house is, the more insurance you need. And I kind of look at long-term care that way. You know, I'll see people that will come in with $5-6 million estates, and they'll have a quote for $3,000 a month of insurance for 2 years. And I'm like, how did they come up with these numbers? What questions did they ask? What is this really going to do for you? And so what we're trying to do is look at your situation financially, both assets and income. Because remember, income pays for care. And so that's where people run into problem. If you're living comfortably off of your income right now, a long-term care event, you're going to need additional resources. That's where the long-term care insurance comes in. The next thing we really look at is we want to consider is where do you want to age? Is it your home, or are you willing to move into another facility? So if you're looking me in the eye and you say, hey, I want to live and die in my own home on the, you know, on the back 40 here, watching the sunset every evening. It's like, okay, that's fine, but you have to understand that that's a more expensive long-term care journey as opposed to moving into an assisted living facility, because now you're bringing people into your home, but you're still paying for your taxes, you're still paying for the maintenance on your home, and that's doable. And a lot of people, most of my clients say, yes, they do want to age in home, but it's just a consideration that we take. Because if I say, you know, I have a client that says, for instance, I have Social Security and I have pension and I want to move into an assisted living facility, I just want enough money to cover the gap, well, that's a different design process. We're going to go through that a little bit differently. We look at who's going to be with you on your journey. Tell me about your family. Tell me about your friends. Do you want them involved? Do they want to be involved? And for instance, I have a client that has moved in with her daughter and her son-in-law, and they have a little mother-in-law, and so they're going to provide most of the care. She just wanted a smaller benefit that so she could pitch in and throw some additional money into the family. So that's a different design criteria if somebody has that family structure set up that way. How much is the cost of care today? That's another thing that we're always looking at. We don't know what it's going to be in the future, but what we can do is look at what it costs today. How much is a home health care worker? What does an assisted living facility cost, a nursing home? And then we can calculate out with inflation that, you know, this is a meaningful benefit today. Let's grow that policy. That's some of the things we do there. We also have to consider how much care you're going to want to pay for out of pocket. So some people will say, I'll cover the first 60% of it. I want to make up the difference. I have other clients that say, I want to pay 100% of the long-term care journey out of insurance so that I can save my assets for my family. So that's another thing that we certainly consider. I also look at, you know, your family history. Is there cognitive issues that run in your family? Does everybody live to 100? I've got a couple that both of their parents lived in like 98 and 102 or something, and then their grandparents were like that. So if you have longevity, we need to plan maybe for a longer event by doing a bigger bucket of money or an unlimited benefit. So we kind of look at things like that. And what is the best way to pay for your plan? That is another situation that I always want to look at. If you have retirement accounts and you have a big retirement nest egg, but you also have pension and you have Social Security coming in, maybe we can use some of that retirement money. Or do you have a steady stream of income coming in from rental income or something like that? Then maybe we set up a pay as you go. And that's also going to determine those premiums, which is determining the amount of insurance we have. So we look at the financial resources and how you're going to be able to pay for that plan. That is part of the design factor. So by looking at all this information, we can design a plan that's going to work for your situation. Maybe you want a plan that's going to supplement your current income. That's something that we can do for you. Maybe you have the resources to pay for a plan that will cover all of the long-term care expenses, and if you don't use it, it will pay you back. And that's what the client of the week this week is going to be. So stick around for that, because that's exactly the way we designed a plan for them. For most people, what we're really trying to do when we design this plan, and Holly says, how much do I need? It's like, it's a give or take. I look at it as buying a car. If you've got, you know, $10 million in the bank in cash, you can go buy whatever car you want. But if you've got, you know, $100,000 in savings and you're getting ready to go into retirement, you might be a little more frugal. So maybe you're going to say, well, I don't need all the leather heated steering wheel, and I don't need to spend $60,000 on a car. Maybe I can spend $30,000. What we're really trying to do is design a plan. We don't know how much you're going to need, but what we do know is that we can fill the gaps for some people, and for other people, we can design a plan that's really going to pay for all of the long-term care situation. So stick around. We're going to take our next break, and when I come back, I got a great client of the week. This is Alan and Sarah. They inherited some money, IRA money. You're going to want to hear what we did. We'll be right back.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
As we age, we can't always plan on good health, but you can plan long-term care coverage to give peace of mind to you and your family. At Story Monson, a great way to learn about long-term care coverage is to join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their upcoming free long-term care planning live webinars, Saturday, February 20th and Wednesday, February 24th. You'll learn so much. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. Then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will design a custom plan with you, like they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has lifetime benefits that pay our estate back if we never use it. I love how much time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up now for one of the free live webinars, Saturday, February 20th, Wednesday, February 24th. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Zach Abraham with Bulwark Capital Management and host of Know Your Risk Radio. You know, something we never really talk about on the show, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but is long-term care. And we never talk about it because we don't sell it. We're licensed to, but we don't. You want to know why? Because it's really intricate and complicated, and we're not trying to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. We want to focus on your investments. That's where we believe that we bring value. For long-term care insurance, which I think is very important, can be a good fit, maybe not right for some people. But if you have questions about long-term care insurance, do what we do, right? You know what we do? We call Brian Ott, 525 Advisors. Why? Not because he and I are both on the radio show. We started using Brian, referring it out for our clients, because he knows it inside and out. Go to 525longtermcare.com. You can contact Brian. You can sign up for one of his events. I couldn't be a bigger fan. Take advantage of it. You need long-term care. Brian's the guy to go to.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings?
And we're back. And
get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
KBI at 9 o'clock and again Sunday at noon on KBI. And then we are on 1 o'clock in the afternoon on KTTH after Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. So you can listen to us four times on the weekend. You can get our podcast at 525longtermcare.com. You can get it at iTunes. You can ask Alexa to play Long-Term Care Radio. And I find the podcast very helpful, especially when we get into the client of the week, because these are the, you know, this is where we get into the numbers, and sometimes you want to hear this once or twice on how we designed a plan. And so if you miss something, you're in your car, you're out driving around, you miss part of our show, you can always go back and get the show and get the podcast. And I know we've got listeners all over the country now, which is great. We get the feedback from them. So again, just designed to help you learn something, learn a little bit every weekend. And then when you're ready, we will, you know, help you design that plan. So talking about how you design a plan, how do you figure out how much long-term care insurance you need? Well, you can design it from a monthly benefit amount, saying, hey, I want $6,000 a month for life with 3% inflation. Or you can go the other way. You can come in and say, I have X amount of money. How much long-term care insurance can I get for that? And that works really well on the asset-based plans. And this week, I'm going to show you what we did with some inherited IRA money. And this is Alan, who is 62, and Sarah, who is 60. Both are retired now, and they're just, you know, they're living comfortably. They're living off savings. They're in a position where Alan's hoping to take Social Security at 70. Sarah's probably going to take her Social Security at 67. And, you know, they have a little bit of rental income. They have investments and retirement accounts. They, you know, they've done a really good job saving. And I love people like this. They plan, they're, you know, their life in front of them is going to be comfortable now because they worked hard and they were frugal and they saved money. And this is what they're, you know, they're trying to protect some of that now. They want to pass some of this money on to their estate. Here's the thing, though. Alan just inherited an IRA from his mother. His mother passed away and left an IRA behind. And now you understand with the new rules that started in January of last year, the SECURE Act, when you inherit retirement accounts, if it's not from your spouse, so if you inherit it from your parents, you now have to pull that money out in 10 years and pay the taxes on it. It doesn't have to be equal amounts every year. You can wait till the 10th year, but then you got to take the whole lump sum out, claim that as income, and pay income taxes on it. So he had just inherited some money. They really thought they were going to self-insure, but you know, Sarah had been pushing Alan, saying, look, we need to look into long-term care planning. They stumbled on our show about a year ago. They were listening to it. And, you know, Sarah had some experience with her mom, who suffered Alzheimer's before she passed away. Alan got lucky with his dad. His dad just passed away. But his mom went into a long-term care situation before she passed away. So they actually were living it, and they saw that. And Alan admitted, you know, he totally saw the value in long-term care. It's just, you know, they just never had felt that they had really gotten around it. Well, he was actually listening to one of my earlier shows on the SECURE Act, and that's what drove him to come to one of our classes. And then he reached out to us because they just inherited this IRA money. So when we sat down with them, and, you know, find out what's really important to you. And for Sarah, of course, number one is, like, she doesn't want to be burned on her kids. She doesn't want her kids to have to sit there and worry about mom and dad if they end up in a long-term care situation. So that was the number one concern, which is typical for most of my clients. They had a nice nest egg, and they were comfortably financially. They did not, you know, they didn't want to spend their money down necessarily paying for care. They knew it was their responsibility, but they said, look, if we can mitigate some of that risk, that's going to give us a better chance to spend money on kids and grandkids and things like that in the future. Again, they just had inherited this money. This was money that they inherited that they did not need. This was basically, they wanted to use that as an estate building tool for their kids and grandkids, is what they wanted to do. They felt that they played plenty of money in taxes. And, you know, a lot of us do, right? When you look up in the math and you start doing it, and your house is paid for and your kids are gone, and you realize the taxes that you're going to pay in retirement, a lot of us are going to be paying higher taxes in retirement than we're paying during our working years. And so that was something that Alan had mentioned. You know, he was just looking out on the future saying, gosh, I've got to take Social Security, I've got to take required minimum distributions, and, you know, looking at the income, I have no deductions, I'm going to be probably paying more taxes. And with our new administration, there's a good chance that we're going to see taxes going up, especially on people that are, you know, working hard and saving hard, that have the most money. They're going to end up paying the most taxes, that's for sure. And, you know, the other thing I found out with them is, ideally, if we're setting up a long-term care plan, I always ask people, how important is it for you to get your money back? And for them, they said, yeah, that would be really nice. We would like a plan that if we don't use it, we get lucky that money wasn't wasted. We pass it back on to our estate. The money just moves forward. That was something that we wanted to do. So, first off, Alan, again, who's 62, and Sarah, who are 60, were both very healthy. They had whatever choice they want. We could do traditional pay-as-you-go plan. We could do any of the asset-based plans. And so we did the pre-screen on them. We came back and said, look, we have all the options that are out there. They had a good amount of money in savings and retirement accounts, but they also had this new inherited money. And I started talking to them. I said, look, you understand the SECURE Act now, right? You've got to take that inheritance, which was a little over $600,000, that was just dumped on them now. Now they had to start pulling that out. They had to start pulling that out over 10 years. So if they put it in the market, they've got to take out, you know, that money out over 10 years. It's got to be completely exhausted, and they have to claim that money as income and pay taxes on it. Well, the nice thing for Alan right now is he's 62. He does not have to touch his retirement account for 10 years. Sarah's 60. She doesn't have to touch hers for 12 years. He's got about 8 years before he's going to take Social Security, so that's going to keep his income down. Sarah's going to take hers probably in the next 7 years. So they've got about 7 to 8 years before they're going to be taking their Social Security. So their income's a little bit lower right now. So what I did in the planning process is just going through looking at their assets and said, hey, what if we take that retirement account and we turn that into an asset that will pay for long-term care if you need it, and if you don't need it, it will pass on to your next generation tax-free, and I can set up a plan that's going to guarantee you more money back than you put into it. And I'm going to take that money out today, but we're going to spread the taxes out over 10 years so we meet the SECURE Act. And Alan just thought that was just great. He said, "That sounds great to me." So that's ended up being the plan we did. There's all kinds of options. We could do single pays. We could do multi-pays. But under this, using the retirement account, I can take an inherited IRA and I can deposit it in one single lump sum and spread the taxes out over 10 years. It's going to generate a 1099-R, which is what you get when you pull money out of a retirement account. That's the money they're going to claim as income. It's going to be even distributions over 10 years. So that's what we did. Their IRA they inherited was a little over $600,000. So what we did is we took a single deposit of $600,000 and we deposited that with the insurance company. Now, what that did for them on a long-term care point of view was it provided each of them with $18,200 a month of benefit. So that's their long-term care benefit, each of them. If they were both on claim tomorrow, next year, 10 years down the road, they're going to have $36,400 a month coming out of this plan tax-free for an unlimited amount of time. So this is a true catastrophic policy. Now, there's no inflation on this. Remember, I was talking about the policy growing, but if you look at it today, you'd say that'd be like taking a $9,000 a month benefit today, which is very healthy, and putting 3% inflation on it. It's just that they have the $18,000 all year, so they've got very meaningful coverage. Now, the unique thing about this is because we took that $600,000 out of an IRA, what we really did was we rolled it over into an IRA in the background with the insurance company, and they have scheduled on their books a 10 pay into the insurance plan. So remember, basically right now, Alan and Sarah have long-term care insurance. They could go on claim tomorrow. They have their $18,200 a month coming in. But what's going to happen is the insurance company is going to actually take that $600,000. They're going to guarantee them a 20% bonus. And so they are going to basically be buying $720,000 of insurance over the next 10 years. So what the insurance company says is we're going to take that money and we're going to pull out $72,000 a year. We're going to send you a 1099. That's going to meet the SECURE Act. That's going to be your required minimum distributions. After 10 years, the IRA money is going to have all been pulled out and paid into the insurance company. So this is all on the books of the insurance company. What Sarah and Alan did is they gave $600,000 today, which buys them $720,000 of insurance. So that's why they have such a meaningful plan. But here's what's wonderful about this plan. They've got to pay taxes. They've got to pull that money out in 10 years. Well, that's going to happen. But now what happens is that money, if they never use it, they're going to get a benefit paid back tax-free to the estate of $910,000. So they put $600,000 in today. They both go out and die tomorrow. $900,000 is paid back to the estate. And actually, that's a misnomer. Remember, there's a death benefit on it. So figure 10, 15, 20 years down the road, that $600,000 is worth $900,000. If they actually died year one, $1.4 million is paid back to the estate. Because remember, they're going to get the death benefit from the long-term care policy, but they're also going to get the money that's left in the IRA. Because remember, we're technically taking the money out of the IRA bucket over 10 years. So that brings us to another thing. If I set up my own plan and I just made 10 payments, what would I be doing? I'd be writing a check to the insurance company for $72,000 every year for 10 years. Now, if I went on claim at year five, I wouldn't have to write that check for $72,000 because a waiver premium is built into the long-term care plan. Well, these guys gave us the lump sum of $600,000, which is generating $72,000 a year for 10 years. The insurance is guaranteeing them a little over 3% return on that money. They're guaranteeing that. So that's why the $72,000 comes out every year. If, for some reason, they go on claim at year five, one of them, it doesn't have to be both of them, either one of them go on claim, the waiver premium kicks in. So what happens is every year on the renewal date, that $72,000 that is coming out of that initial deposit of $600,000 doesn't have anywhere to go. Because remember, it's paying the premium for the long-term care plan, and it's activated now. And so the waiver premium kicks in. The $72,000 check goes back to the clients. They still get their $18,000 a month of long-term care insurance. It does not change their tax structure one iota. They're going to get the same 1099 every year, whether that premium was paid to them or it's paid into the insurance plan. So I know this is like drinking out of a fire hose, but I just love this. But what I'm trying to say here is we took $600,000 that they inherited. We just gave it to the insurance company. That bought them $720,000 of insurance, which provides that $18,000 per month per person for an unlimited amount of time. It also gives them a guaranteed death benefit, minimum of $910,000. If they die the first 8 years, they're going to get a higher death benefit paid out. That's going to be tax-free. So as Ed Slott, the CPA, says, what is so great about these plans is we are taking money that's always taxed, IRA money, and we are converting it to a benefit that is never taxed. The long-term care insurance will never be taxed. That $180,000 or that $18,000 a month coming in every single month. So you just do the math on that. I mean, you've got $220,000 a year of tax-free income per person for life is always going to be tax-free if they need long-term care. And if they never use it, $910,000 is paid back to their kids or to their estate tax-free. If they give that $600,000 or they grow that $600,000 to $900,000 and give that to the kids in an IRA, guess what? Now the kids got to pull that out over 10 years and pay the income taxes on it. So they're going to lose a third of that. So I just love this plan. And of course, it comes with all the other features. They're going to get the concierge caregiver training that we talk about, which provides assigned somebody to them. They've got money to use for home improvement and medical equipment, caregiver training. All those things come out of this benefit as well, too. But think about what this did for them. It guarantees a distribution. Now, what Alan really liked about this is he can plan his taxes moving forward because he knows what his 1099 is going to be. If he takes that inherited money and he just starts taking money out of it and the market does really well this year and then it drops, it's going to be all over. He's trying to minimize his taxes. He knows where it's at right now with income. He knows he's got $72,000 of income a year that he's going to claim. It guarantees more money back than they put into the plan regardless of what happened. They put the $600 into the plan. They're going to get a guaranteed minimum of $900 back, either in long-term care benefits or in death benefit or a combination of two. But if they use $900,000 of long-term care, they use up that death benefit, guess what? They can still pull out $200,000+ per person per year for an unlimited amount of time. So that's that catastrophic insurance that protects the entire estate. And think about what this did for them as far as estate planning. It freed them up to not have to worry about how much money they have to set aside. Now they can go out and they can set up trusts. They can do whatever they want. They can start passing on money, figuring out the most tax-efficient way to move some of their estate to the next generation, to their charities, to whoever they want to give that to. So again, fantastic plan. And if you are inheriting an IRA, this is something that you should really consider because we can take that money today, turn it into a tax-free benefit either way. It's either going to come back to you tax-free for long-term care benefit or coverage, or it's going to go to your estate tax-free in a death benefit. I've got more to talk about. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Secure Act when we come back and wrap up the show. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
As we age, we can't always plan on good health, but you can plan long-term care coverage to give peace of mind to you and your family. At Story Monson, a great way to learn about long-term care coverage is to join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their upcoming free long-term care planning live webinars, Saturday, February 20th and Wednesday, February 24th. You'll learn so much. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. Then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will design a custom plan with you, like they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has lifetime benefits that pay our estate back if we never use it. I love how much time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up now for one of the free live webinars, Saturday, February 20th, Wednesday, February 24th. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
For the most options, including new plans that protect you and your loved ones and pay you back if you never use them, visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in this economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow Thursday, January 28th, right after my show. Zach, now's the time for everyone to take a hard look at their investment strategy.
Dory, there could not be a more prescient time. I'll answer all the big questions on investors' minds because I can promise you if you're incorporating some of the long-running investment strategies in today's markets, like a basic 60-40 stock bond portfolio, you're taking a serious gamble. And now is not the time to be gambling your retirement.
Learn all about Zach's retirement planning and investment strategies at his Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, January 28th. I'll be there too, right after my show at 3 o'clock. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. That's knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Borough Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And we're back. And again, thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. You know, that client of the week, I get down these rabbit holes. I get really excited on these. But, folks, I tell you, I've got to read some of the reviews on our website at 525longtermcare.com. We have a handful, you know, dozens and dozens of clients, actually, that have done reviews for us, that have worked with us. And every person is unique and individual. This is a very large case. I know a lot of people aren't going to inherit $600,000. But I also have clients that are sitting on $2 and $3 million of retirement accounts. That they've got to get that money. If they leave it to their kids, they're going to lose half of it in taxes. And so we are really taking these steps to look at your whole big picture. And hopefully, you know, Sarah and Alan never need long-term care insurance. I hope that's the case. And so what they've simply done is said, I'm going to take $600 today that I have right now. I've got to pay taxes on it anyway, so I'm going to just get that done in the 10 years. But I'm going to pass it on to my estate, and it's going to go tax-free. It's going to turn into $900,000 of tax-free money down the road, which is, you know, if it's retirement account, that maybe that's $1.5, $1.8 million down the road that you'd have to grow that money to get net out the same amount of money because of the way the taxes are going to be structured on this inherited IRA money. So we always look at your situation individually, and I just love it. And so that's when the part of the process is, tell me about the money, tell me where you're at, what can we do, can we reposition an asset that you already have, take it out of one pocket, stick it in another pocket, and give you all these benefits. That's what we do. And that's, I mean, think about this, for having $200,000+ of tax-free long-term care insurance, they're in their 60s. If one of them gets Alzheimer's, they're in an 8 or 10-year roll. I mean, they're going to pull millions of dollars out of this long-term care insurance policy tax-free. And that is a tremendous relief and a tremendous gift to not only them, but to their family members. So I want to talk just a little bit here before we go, the last segment here. Again, IRA money is sacred money. We've been taught to put this money in our retirement accounts and walk away. What the SECURE Act did, which again went into effect last year, 2020, is it basically said, hey, we can save money tax deferred for a longer period of time now. So we don't have to start taking money out till we're age 72. Used to be age the year you turned 70 and a half. Now we can go up to age 72. They're talking again about possibly pushing that up to 74 or 75. Well, what's the takeaway on that? The takeaway is that if I'm 72, 73, 74, and I'm taking out money out of my retirement accounts, the vast majority of people simply take the required minimum distributions, which means it's a small amount that they're spreading out. You know, like $1 million, you have to take out $36,000 a year. So if you have $1 million retirement account, you've only got to take out $36,000 and claim that as income and pay taxes on it. Now, remember, that $1 million has not been taxed. So Uncle Sam's looking at that saying, you know, we own a percentage of that. 20%, 24%, 30%, 36%, whatever the tax rate is. For most retirees, they're just taking out the required minimum distributions. They're paying somewhere in that 20 to 22, 24% max tax. That's where most people are at. So what the government's figured out with the SECURE Act is, we're going to allow you to grow that money a little bit longer. We're then going to allow you to spread it out over your life. But when you die and you leave that money to your estate, which for most people it's their kids, now the kids have to take the money out over 10 years. So that's what Alan and Sarah were faced. They inherited the $600,000+. It was an IRA account. Guess what? Now they've got to spend that money down in 10 years and pay the taxes on it. Well, it's lucky for Alan and Sarah right now because they're retired and they're not taking Social Security. But imagine being a 50-year-old executive that's making $200,000-$300,000 a year, and you inherit $1 million from mom or dad. Now you got to take another $100,000 out. Well, guess what? That's going to be taxed now at like a 34, 36% tax rate moving forward. So that was the giveaway on the SECURE Act. That was the grab. That was the take. More taxes going to the federal government out of the retirement accounts, because the baby boomers today are sitting on just billions of dollars in retirement accounts. And they are going to pass a lot of that on to the next generation. And Uncle Sam just figured out how to go from 20% tax to 30%+. They're going to get another 10% of that. So that's really what you have to be aware of. So as Ed Slott, the CPA, I went through a webinar last month with him. he was just talking about, you know, one of the great things that you can do out there is you can convert money that is always taxed, which is IRA money, retirement account, 401k money, your retirement funds. That money is always going to be taxable. You can convert it to an asset that is never taxed. And for a lot of people, that's going to be life insurance. And for other people, it can be long-term care insurance or these asset-based long-term care insurance plans that have some kind of life benefit, because we've got to pull that money out and pay tax on it. So what you wanting to look at is, can I take that money out today and pay 22 or 24% tax on it and avoid my kids having to pay 34 or 36? And a lot of people are predicting the tax rates are going up. So we don't know what the taxes are going to be in the future, but they're not going down. I can tell you that right now. We're not going to be at a lower tax bracket than we are today. That's just not going to happen. So we've been taught to put this money over in our retirement accounts and walk away and forget about it. Well, that's not really the best thing to do. And for me personally, my 401k through work is a Roth 401k. So I pay the taxes today on my contributions. And a lot of people will say, oh, that's stupid. You can defer that. But it's like, well, no, I've got a mortgage and I've got two kids. And so my tax rate is going to be lower today than it's going to be in the future. So keep that in mind. And for those of you that are new to 525 Advisors, that's part of our name, 525. That's an IRS tax publication entitled Taxable and Non-Taxable Income. We have to quit looking at the total lump sum of assets that we have and figure out what the taxes are. And the problem with long-term care is so many advisors will just advise their clients to just not worry about it because you've got a couple million dollars, you can pay for your own care. What they forget is when you're pulling that money out, you're converting those assets to income. That's a taxable event. The beautiful thing with long-term care insurance is when that money comes back to you, it's tax-free. I can be pulling $200,000 a year out of my long-term care insurance. It does not count as income. If I pull $200,000 out of a retirement account, I got to count that $200,000 as income and pay taxes on that. So keep that in mind. Another weekend gone. So thanks again for everybody tuning in. Again, we have a couple of classes on the calendar for next month already. It's going to be February the 20th. That's a Saturday at 9 a.m. And then the following Wednesday, February 24th at 10 a.m. All the information is on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And don't forget, you can send your question of the week on the website. You can read. We have resources and all kinds of stuff. If you don't want to make it to a class and you kind of want to start the journey on your own, go through our website and then reach out to us. Thanks again. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.